الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be on my favorite, really, organization, which is the Muslim Social Services Agency. And I want to add to that is there is a background to this particular organization that I 100% back or support this particular organization. But let me give you some background information about why this organization exists. And it comes from Islam. And that is, first, let's look at the Quran. Now, the Quran, that's Q-U-R-A-N, is the main book of the Muslims. And it is the only text or the only book that you're required to have for this class. No other book are you required to have, but this one you're required to have, or at the very least, some access to the website, like Quran.com, where you can look at the book for free online, or you can get the book from a store, or go to a local place of worship for the Muslim, which is a masjid, M-A-S-J-I-D, and they may give you a book there. And so I need you to follow along. I'm going to read about three different surahs or chapters from Quran and verses within that chapter. And the first verse I want to read will be in chapter 76, verse 9. Again, chapter 76, verse 9. And that is, it says, in Arabic, it says, إِنَّمَا يُتَعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُرًا. Which it says here that we fed you only for the sake of Allah, seeking neither reward nor thanks from you. And then the second one I want to read, because we're doing it for the sake of Allah, for no other reason. We're not asking for people for thanks, and we're not asking people for a reward or expecting a reward. We expect the reward from Allah for helping people that are in need. And so this particular verse from Quran sort of emphasizing what we believe in, which is that we do things for the sake of Allah and not to be glorified by the people. Now let's go to another verse, which will be verse in chapter 2, verse 71. Again, chapter 2, verse 71. And hopefully you all will turn to that page and follow along with me. I'm going to read it in English. And it says basically that to give, that we are to give charity, is giving charity publicly is good, but to give to a poor privately is better for you and would absolve you from your sins. And Allah is all aware of what you do. And so in this particular chapter, of course, it says, sure, we can give things, we can give to others in public, but it's better to do it in private. Like your left hand don't know what your right hand is doing, and then your right hand don't know what your left hand is doing. And when we give, we giving for the sake of Allah, as I mentioned before, and also this helps to get rid of any sins that we have. And people are sinners, and they commit large sins, small sins, public sins, or sins that people can't don't see. But those sins that you commit by giving to others, by helping others, it can absolve you of the sins that you committed. And I want to mention in another verse in the Quran, and that's going to come again from the same chapter, and it's going to be verse 261, chapter 2, verse 261. And this chapter basically says the blessing, the verse tells you about the blessing that you get when you just give one seed or just one charity to a person. And the example of those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah is that of a grain stalks into two, or spurts into, sprouts into two, into 7 ears, or grows into 7 ears, each bearing 100 grains. And Allah multiplies the reward even more to whomever He wills. For Allah is all bountiful, all knowing. And so from this particular verse, in chapter 2, verse 261, where it mentions that when you give or you help someone, and just like one help, one charity to the individual, and then it grows into a stalk, and then on that stalk is 7 ears, and on each ear is 100 grains. So just imagine you giving someone whatever, $1, for example, and then for that $1, it grows into $700, or you get the blessing of $700, and as it says, Allah multiplies the reward even more to whoever He wills. Allah may even give you more than just that, than just the 700 for the one that you gave. So feeding of others is very important. Also, giving things publicly and giving things privately is important. And also, you just give one thing, helping an individual, and it grows into from 1 to 700, so have 700 fold. So let's look at some of the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. A hadith, a saying of the Prophet, or something that he did, something that he said. And so let's look at one. One of them talks about a man asked the Messenger of Allah, what qualities of Islam is best? And in other words, he asked them, Ayyi Islami Khayro. So he said, like, which qualities of Islam is best? So he said, Tut'imul Mut'am. And then the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings upon him, he said this to the people that asked that, the other man that asked the question, and the man that asked the question, his name was Abdullah ibn Amr, a son of Amr. And he said, to feed the poor and to say salams to whomever one knows and whomever one does not know. But I want to look at the emphasizer that he said, well, you want to be the best amongst the people, amongst the Islam, amongst the people, then feed the poor, and that is that to feed the poor, that's the best thing to do. And let me look at something else that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he said. And he said this, it was narrated by Abu Musa. And he said, whenever a beggar or a person in need of something came to the Prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him, he used to say to his companions, intercede for him and you will be rewarded for that. And Allah will fulfill what he wills through his apostle's tongue, or through what the Prophet Muhammad, what he said. And he said, what? Is that when you intercede for someone that's in need, you will receive a reward for that. So he emphasizes to the Muslims that we are to help those who are in need. Whenever a beggar or a person in need of something, that he came to the Prophet, he asked, who's going to help this man? Who's going to intercede? Who's going to give? So this is another background, first Quran and then Hadith, background of how we help others as far as we as Muslims are concerned. And so let's go to the next thing, which is how about the Sahaba? Let's get some example from the Prophet's companions. And so what examples are those? Abu Huraira, which is Abu Bakr. He is one of the Prophet's closest friends. He was his father-in-law. Prophet Muhammad father-in-law was Abu Bakr. And he and Umar, who was another Khalifa, a companion of the Prophet, they would walk around the area, around the village, or around Medina, for example, and find out who needed something, and they would give to them. They needed clothing, they needed furniture, they needed food, whatever it was that they needed, they would help them out, and they would give to them. And these were the leaders of the Muslims. These were the Khalifas of the Muslims. And so Abu Bakr, so what happened regarding Abu Bakr? Umar, he went to a blind lady's house. And he went to her house because he wanted to help her. He wanted to wash her dishes, do her clothes, clean her house. He wanted to do that for her. But every time he went to this blind lady's house, it was already done. Already her food was cooked, her dishes washed, her clothing washed. And kind of scratching his head, how can this be? Who is doing this? I want to do this. I want the blessings of doing this for this lady. But then he went early one day, hid, and then he saw who was doing this. And it was none other than Abu Bakr was the one, no fanfare. He was the one that was going to the blind lady's house and cooking for her and cleaning for her and doing her clothes and the like for this blind lady. Now, Umar, on the other hand, he used to walk around the town and find out from the people who needed something and that he would give to them. And so he was walking around one night and he saw at a distance this fire. And so he started walking towards the fire. And as he got close to the fire, he heard these children crying. Then he came to the even closer to the fire and he could see a woman boiling some water around on this fire. And children were crying around the fire. And then Umar asked a question. He said, what's going on? What's happening? And then the lady, she said and explained to him Well, I'm cooking, I'm boiling this water, and I don't have any food because the Khalifa, the leader, is not looking out for me. And I'm boiling this water, and these children think I have food, but I don't have any food. And hopefully they will go to sleep because I have nothing to give to them. And so what happened, Umar, he immediately turned around, went to the Beit Umar, or the place where they have food stuff there, and he told a man who was the manager there, if you will, and he said, give me some grain, and give me some this, come some of that. And then the man said, he said, look, leader of the Muslims, he said, can I carry it for you? He said, no, you're not going to carry my burden on the day of judgment, so you're not going to carry my burden now. It's my responsibility to take care of those members of my community. And so he put it on his shoulders, and he carried the food stuff out to the lady. And then the lady said, you know, you are better than, because you still can see him, I said, oh, you are better than the leader. You are better than Umar. But it was Umar himself who was carrying this and bringing his food to this particular person. And so you see the background of what I'm talking about in terms of Muslim Social Services Agency helping of others, an example from Quran, and then also the example from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and also the example from his companions, the Sahaba. And so I want to also relay to you that narrator Abu Musa, he said, whenever a beggar or a person in need comes to the Prophet Muhammad and will say, help, and he said, help, and recommend him, and you will receive the reward for it. And Allah will bring about what he wills through his prophet's tongue. Similar to what I read before, but again, emphasizing help. Help the beggar. Help this person that is in need. Don't deny the person. Help this individual, because it is our responsibility to help them. And so I want to also talk a little bit about, of course, Muslim Social Services Agency. And as an agency, I have to say that I founded back in 2003. And it's a 501c3 organization. And basically its focus is to do what the Quran said and do what the prophet mentioned about helping others and getting reward for helping others. And asking for anything from the individual. No reward for the individual or no thanks for the individual. We just want to help them, because that's what the prophet emphasized, and also that's what his followers did, his earlier followers did. So a lot of our support and Muslim Social Services Agency, and you can just go online and go to the website, and you can see more about some of the work that we do. And that's www.MuslimSocialServicesAgency.org, and you can find out some of the work that we do. And some of the things that we do in this particular agency, and most of our support comes from grants and from donations. The grants don't come in, or the donations don't come in, then we really can't help people because we don't have anything to help them. But over the years, we have helped at the very least, over 100,000 needy people with clothing and help, and giving them blankets and food, school supplies for the children, and hygiene kits. And also, we have given rental payment or what you would call security deposit for people wanted to rent an apartment, and or purchasing medicine. They don't have any money to pay for the medicine, and so this organization would help them to pay for their medicine. And we provided socks for people, T-shirts, gloves, and also this is a place where we also are an organization where we also do what is called give people food gift cards in order for them to go and buy food whenever they want or whatever food they want to buy. And so I just wanted to mention to you the few things that we do for this organization. And so please, my beautiful students, I want to emphasize to you to please donate to Muslim Social Services Agency. If they help a lot of people, and you can get the blessings of just donating your money to this organization. And also I emphasize to you to help those people, those poor and those needy in around there where you live. There where you live, wherever you live, help them. You have one thing, then you could break off a piece and give some of that to somebody else. You have a dollar, maybe give them 50 cents or a quarter of that dollar, a ruble or whatever it is, where you live. So I want to emphasize who you are to please give to others, and you get the reward. It'll take care of your sins, basically knock out your sins and increase your wealth when you give to others. So my beautiful students, please, I want you to make it a point by the next week or our next class that you have helped someone else or you have given, going to Muslim Social Services Agency's website and donate it. Or ask your friends to donate. Or get a group and you could donate to this particular organization that I founded years ago. And that is nothing going to me. Majority of the money, 98% or so, goes to helping other people or go to the people. You have been listening to Islamic Faith and Focus. I have been your host, a teacher, Imam Hassan Ayamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.